You're welcome back to the News at One. Figures released this lunchtime suggest that the state's population rose by almost 100,000 people in the year to April. That's the highest 12-month figure since before the crash. The Central Statistics Office estimates that almost 150,000 people immigrated here, while almost 70,000 left. The number of people going to live in Australia more than doubled to 10,600. There's also been a sizable increase in the number of people over 65. A short time ago, Eva Leahy, who's a statistician with the CSO, explained the population increase.
The increase is made up of two main components, that being a natural increase in our population in the state, which would be about 20,000 people. So that's all the births that would have happened in the state in the 12 months up to April 2024, minus all the deaths that would have happened. The other component that will impact our population increase is the net migration. In the 12 months up to April 2024, we see a net inward migration of about 80,000 people. That's made up of an inward migration of about 150,000 people and an outward migration of about 70,000 people.
And that was Eva Leahy of the CSO. Well, to look at the figures in more detail, we're joined now by our economics and public affairs correspondent, David Murphy. David, first of all, will you give us the headline findings? What's been happening?
Well, I think in a nutshell, if you look at it, the number of people in the state has risen by about 100,000 over a 12-month period. And about a fifth of that is due to the natural increase in the population. So that is births minus deaths. And then 80,000 is due to people coming into the country, the net figure. So that is people coming into the country minus those leaving. So I think that 80,000 figure or so, almost 80,000, is the one that's going to catch a lot of attention given the big debate about migration. Now, while it is up, it's not up that much compared to the previous 12-month period. It's up almost 2,000.
Let's look then at immigration in more detail. How many of those arriving here are actually Irish citizens coming home?
So about 30,000 of them are Irish citizens coming home. Almost the same number are EU citizens. And then just over 5,000 are UK citizens. But just over 86,000 are other citizens, including Ukrainians.
Moving to the people who left the country in the year to April, how many were there and where did they go?
Well, I think the eye-catching thing about all of this is a big jump in the number of people going to Australia. That's up 126%. So over 10,000 people went to Australia. There was also a significant increase in terms of the people going to the UK at over 15,000. But I think if we look overall at the figures, we can see, like, while a lot of people have been coming in, there's also been an increase in the number of people leaving the country. So almost 70,000 people left the country, while almost 150,000 people came into the country.
But overall, we still have this net rise in the population. What are the challenges this presents for the government at a time when we're already short of houses?
So I think that it puts strain on two parts of the economy. One part of the economy is services, particularly health and education, which are the big areas. And then in terms of infrastructure, it does put more pressure on housing. That's the negative way of looking at all of this. The positive way is that many of these people are working in areas like health. In fact, they're keeping everything moving. It's also worth bearing in mind that more workers means more tax receipts, which go to pay for all of these services.
David, thank you very much. That was David Murphy, who's our economics and public affairs correspondent.